This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Almond acreage drops again. LAO warns of $2 billion deficit at its Costa versus Scott in-house ag. Here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be published the week of November 25th. We'll be back on Monday, December 2nd. Hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. Almond acreage drops for a third year. For the first time since at least 1995, California's almond acreage has dropped for 3 years in a row. A new Land IQ report for the Almond Board details a loss of 40,000 acres, leveling out at 1.5 million as of August. Bearing acres increased the smallest amount in more than two decades at just 9,000 acres. Yet the share of new trees planted within the last 3 years that have yet to produce almonds plunged by 47,000 acres. Board President and CEO Clarice Turner acknowledged the trend in declining acreage along with a sizable amount of orchard removals, but found hope in strong shipments. For the first time ever, we shipped more than 200 million pounds in 11 consecutive months, said Turner. We know global demand for California almonds continues to grow. LAO forecasts $2 billion deficit for next year. The Legislative Analyst Office is forecasting a $2 billion deficit for California's 2025-26 budget. Despite a recovery in state income tax revenues, the LAO reports that increases in spending across the budget offset improvements by about $2 billion. The office outlook also predicts double-digit operating deficits in the future and that next year's budget, quote, does not have capacity for new commitments. Republican Assembly Member James Gallagher wrote in a statement that he has no confidence Democrats can fix the state budget, quote, without inflicting real pain on Californians in response to the LAO report. Now, keep this in mind. One of the many ways the governor had proposed to balance the budget this year was by an 8% spending cut across agencies. The Newsom administration's finance department would not share any information on the cuts with LAO to inform its forecast. But the budget legislation requires the department to report on its progress when the governor releases his January budget proposal. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross has said the cuts will come with some pain for a department, quote, that's always operated on a very lean resource. LAO was also unable to factor the potential federal funding pulled back by the incoming Trump administration. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. AI drives economic outlook. The budget analysis had expected lower tax revenues. Then the stock market surged in response to a boom in artificial intelligence this year, driving up incomes for high earners and delivering more tax money to the state. The LAO estimates the stock payout at four major tech companies alone accounted for 10% of the state's total tax revenue. That drove collections to $7 billion above expectations. Take note. A single company, NVIDIA, accounted for a third of the S&P 500 gains over the last year. That could be a positive sign for ag tech entrepreneurs looking to scale up their specialty crop ideas. In May, NVIDIA sunk $70 million in venture capital funding into a laser weeder developed by Carbon Robotics. Costa to take on Scott for ranking on House Ag. California Representative Jim Costa is challenging David Scott of Georgia to lead Democrats on the House Ag Committee on the next Congress. Costa says some committee members urged him to consider the move. Costa, who didn't speak with Scott before deciding to run, told reporters he plans to lay out his vision for the committee in coming days. Ag Committee Democrats told AgriPulse they're looking forward to hearing Costa's and Scott's plans for the committee. They're also eager to have a leader ready to negotiate on a new farm bill. "I'm listening. I want to hear the vision," said Representative Nikki Bozinski of Illinois. "At this point, just want to hear who's going to be the best negotiator for the priorities of my farmers at home and get us the best bipartisan farm bill." Representative Jill Takuta of Hawaii said Costa had been reaching out to colleagues about the position, but she hadn't spoken with him directly. She said passing a farm bill requires someone who will advocate for the interests of members. Take note, Scott, who's the most senior member of the committee, has been absent since Congress returned after the election. He's getting treatment on his back and was told local news he plans to be back in Congress after the Thanksgiving break. His office did not comment on Costa's announcement. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. Interior weighs options for post-2026 Colorado River framework. The Interior Department has proposed five possible alternatives for a new framework governing Colorado River water cuts after current guidelines expire in 2026. A wide-ranging set of options unveiled by the agency yesterday reflects the differing positions of states, tribes, environmentalists, water districts, and other water users on how the river should be governed in the future. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Musk and Ramaswamy outline plan to shrink federal regs and staff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy say they'll rely on, quote, legal experts embedded in government agencies aided by advanced technology to slash federal regulations and drastically reduce the size of U.S. government. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, the two heads of what's being called the Department of Government Efficiency says recent Supreme Court decisions, quote, suggest that a plethora of current federal regulations exceed the authority of Congress has granted under the law. They say they plan to hire, quote, a lean team of small government crusaders, including some of the sharpest technical and legal minds in America, who will work with the Office of Management and Budget to identify these regulations. They claim Trump can then, quote, by executive action, immediately pause the enforcement of those regulations and initiate the process for review and rescission. This would liberate individuals and businesses from illicit regulations never passed by Congress and stimulate the U.S. economy. The two men say Trump has enormous power to fire federal employees so long as he's making, quote, reductions in force, not targeting individual employees. Well, here's today's final word. There's a lot of farmers who are having a hard time right now in the Central Valley. That's AgriPulse Brad Hooker, who was a guest on the program Air Talk for NPR's flagship affiliate covering Los Angeles and Southern California. The segment covered the latest water policy and politics with the incoming Trump administration. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.